Yes, Kid Rock sang I Like Him Underage and some say that's statutory and cool, daddy cool. In early February, 2026, online users shared a rumor claiming that, decades earlier, musician Kid Rock released a song with lyrics that included, I like him underage and some say that's statutory but I say it's mandatory. Users claimed the lyrics appeared in the song Cool, Daddy Cool, which was used in the 2001 part animation, part live-action film Osmosis Jones. Snopes received reader mail highlighting the matter. The claim circulated in the days after Turning Point USA announced Kid Rock would perform in the conservative organization's All-American Halftime Show, an event competing with the Super Bowl's official halftime performance, which was set to be headlined by Spanish-language rapper Bad Bunny. For example, on the 3rd of February, a Threads user posted the lyrics with references to both halftime shows. The post read, if you translate Bad Bunny's lyrics to English, he really isn't an appropriate pick to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. Young ladies, I like him underage. See, some say that's statutory, but I say it's mandatory. Oh wait, my bad. That's actually Kid Rock, headliner of the MAGA Christian halftime show. So that tracks. Users also shared the claim on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and X. In short, Kid Rock, whose real name is Robert James Ritchie, truly released a song with those lyrics, though another performer sang part of the lyrics. The song, Cool, Daddy Cool, appeared on the Osmosis Jones soundtrack and is available on Spotify and YouTube. The track list on the soundtrack CD case credits the song to Kid Rock featuring Joe C., a rapper whose real name was Joseph Callager, who died in November 2000. The movie itself, which was free for US viewers via the Tubi streaming service, featured only part of the song and did not include the underage and statutory lines. The relevant scene begins around the 51 minute and 30 second mark in the movie. The movie's credits, at 1 hour 34 minutes and 26 seconds, say the song was written by Kid Rock, listed as Ritchie, Bob Crew, and Frank Slay Jr. Snopes contacted the Creative Artists Agency to ask if a representative for Kid Rock wished to comment on the lyrics. We also emailed Turning Point USA to ask if the organization had a response to users sharing the claim, and will update this article if we receive further information. Cool, Daddy Cool lyrics. Some lyric website Genius published a transcription of Cool, Daddy Cool, noting which parts Kid Rock and Joe C sang. The third verse features the underage and statutory lines. Now, some people say my mind's blown, I'm cooling like a snow cone. On my cell phone I'm paid. G, can't call me, just page me. Young ladies, I like him underage. C, some say that's statutory but I say it's mandatory. My story ain't that complex, 240s and a Rolex. I rip, I rock, I roll. G, I trim my hair with the flow B. Got all. G, like Al Green, co-cooling like the A-team from Maine to San Francisco. I'm shooting like a pistol, I'm so slick, I'm Crisco, daddy likes to disco. The website noted that Joe C sang the But I Say It's Mandatory response to the statutory lyric sung by Kid Rock. Kid Rock's character, Osmosis Jones plot. IMDb.com published the plot for Osmosis Jones, directed by brothers Bobby and Peter Farrelly, as follows. A policeman white blood cell, with the help of a cold pill, must stop a deadly virus from destroying Frank, the person they live in. For the movie and soundtrack, Kid Rock provided the singing voice for an animated lime green germ, performing with a band of germs named Kidney Rock. The band sang Cool, Daddy Cool in a club named The Zit. Kid Rock's character, who the film's creators left unnamed in the credits, featured attire somewhat similar to that worn by Kid Rock, including a fedora. The satirical publication The Onion highlighted the song in April 2025, with the headline, Trump pardons Kid Rock for whatever inspired statutory rap lyric in Cool, Daddy Cool. For further reading, we previously reported about a rumor that Kid Rock banned vendors from selling Bud Light at his concerts.